This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So Katie orders a lot of stuff, but this is not her fault. She did not order this.
Yeah.
But something showed up at her house, and it's now a pain in the ass. What showed up?
We were actually here doing the show when I got a text from my boyfriend D'Lo, like, what is this thing that just got delivered? And it was a relatively big box. Now, we are getting new rugs for our bedroom and our living room. So we knew stuff was going to be coming from Wayfair, but this wasn't the shape we were expecting, right? So he pulls it in and he starts opening it. I'm here with you guys, and he's updating me, and he keeps going, are you trying to be funny? And I go, I'm not understanding what's happening. So I FaceTime him, and he's opening this box, and it's a glass table.
Oh.
A glass table.
That's like a expensive glass round table, real heavy, thick glass, and then table legs. It's actually a very, very nice table.
Is it an end table or a coffee table?
I think it'd be more for like a kitchen nook.
Oh.
So like big enough.
For like four people to sit around.
Or like two nice big chairs.
And it's higher.
No.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's table size. But it'd be like if you have like a little kitchen nook, this would be the perfect thing for it.
Okay.
I thought it's something we wanted to keep. And I know how Wayfair works. If they send you the wrong thing, they just go, screw it, just keep it.
Yeah, it's a weird business model.
I have a friend that got the wrong couch, and they said, keep it, and then sent her the right couch.
Now she's got two couches.
Right.
Oh, my God.
So I said, like, oh, okay, well, free table. I put it together.
You put it together?
Yeah.
What? And that are you going to keep it?
Well, that was the wrong move. D'Lo was pissed. He's like, what are we going to do with this table? We don't need this table. What are we going to do with it?
Prior to you putting it together, it could have fit at least in the garage.
Like, that's exactly right.
Yeah, yeah.
That's exactly right. So put it up on Marketplace.
Okay.
Oh, smart. Okay. Got it for free. Flip it. Okay.
Got $115 for it.
For a glass table?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's more than that.
Well, it was, yeah.
How much was the glass table on Wayfair?
Like $250.
Katie!
What?
Why didn't you not open it and resell it for unopened price of $250?
I just told you I thought we wanted it.
Well, what? At least sell it to $200. You barely sat at the table.
First of all, D'Lo was very clear he did not want it.
Right.
Okay. We had a discussion about putting it upstairs.
I thought. Second of all, you can't get something and then sell it for exactly what that
is. Yes, you can.
Why wouldn't you just order it from Wayfair?
That's a great point.
You just say, oh my gosh, you go on Marketplace, you play by the hearts and say, oh my gosh, they sent me the wrong thing. I don't have room for this. Does anyone want it? I could take a couple bucks off. Not $100 off.
Oh.
It was more than $100 off.
Yeah.
Why? I don't
see. This is free money.
She paid nothing for
right.
it.
Right. She got most of your money.
But she could have sold it for $5 and that's still profit.
Then they'll know that if you sell it for that cheap, they'll think you stole it.
Well, they'll think I'm trying to lure them into my home.
Yeah.
That's true.
I mean, you should have sold it for like at least $200. $50 off.
I actually listed it for $125 and he gave me $115.
What?
He goes, I can Venmo you or I can give you cash. I go, just give me the cash.
It was never used. I would have been like, it was never used. Literally never used.
He wasn't like, he would have given me the 125, but he goes, I only have 115 in cash. I was like, that's fine.
Guess what? He's going to flip it now and make $95.
Kevin,
I'm an entrepreneur. I know.
I think I'm more on Kevin's side on this.
You should be.
No.
If it sells retail for $250, you paid zero for it.
Right.
I would have at least listed it for $225.
Yes.
That's too much. Let them haggle.
Here's, let them haggle.
They'll say, why can't I just go on the website and get it?
Right.
See, I feel like once you tip over past the 200 mark, people start losing interest. So keeping it.
She's not a seller.
Are you a seller?
Yep. I sell cards. I sell furniture.
You sell
what
furniture?
What kind of furniture do you have to sell? You have one bedroom.
My old couches and chairs.
Oh, yeah, he did. He used ChatGPT to write descriptions for the furniture and stuff.
Was this your mom's couches?
Mine or hers, it doesn't matter as long as the seller is happy.
Okay, got it.
You know what? Kevin's right.
Right.
Because I remember we talked about on the show about how he uses ChatGPT to write very good descriptions that apparently did you sell all that furniture?
Yeah, I bet you sold four things.
So I think maybe what you should have done was said, Kevin, can you sell this for me?
And you get a portion of the money.
Then you sell it for $225, let them haggle you down to like $210, $200, then give him just like $70.
I'd be happy with
$20. I'll be honest. I was just happy somebody was going to come get it and I wasn't going to be in trouble. So, somebody, Vince from Auburn, if you're listening, I would have accepted less to get it out of my house.
Wow.
Ah, joke's on you, Vince.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.